Ding dong. Hello?
This is the Basic Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps. And we are still on the road to WrestleMania, revisiting Revolution and recapping Roadblock. I love me some good alliteration. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
Yeah, we're coming off of a pay-per-view, a main event. Like, I don't know. What are these NXT specials?
No one knows. Most people don't care.
But they happened. But I mean, honestly, it was really the highlight of the week was NXT.
I mean,
but I want to save it for last because of how great it was.
It's just funny because NXT is such shit, but they're the only good women's division in North America.
Right now, it's just kicking ass. Yeah.
They're the only people giving them worthwhile storylines, which we'll get into. So I can't hate on it. Like, you should watch NXT because if you like women's wrestling, it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just don't pay attention whenever any of the dudes are on. Unless their name is Bron Breakker or Carmelo Hayes.
That's when you go to the restroom. Right. Yeah.
The whole show is a restroom show. It's NXT. Perfect for people with IBS and Crohn's. This is the wrestling promotion for you.
I was going to say that NXT is my cooking show. Like, that's when I make food and I take breaks to come watch the women.
Yeah.
But anyway,
can't do that shit during Dynamite.
Do you want to start with Raw or Revolution? Do you even want to talk about SmackDown?
I don't, and I don't.
Well, we can't.
And I'm okay with talking about Revolution because
we can't talk about SmackDown because we didn't watch it, even though Rhea Ripley had a match, but. It was against Liv Morgan, so
I'm not gonna watch the fucking Liv Morgan like rehab.
I was gonna say you can
multiple accounts getting over podcast tweeted out some shit ass like what's the word that I'm looking for? Wholesome content on Twitter, which is the worst thing. Twitter is not for wholesome content. Keep your wholesome content on literally any other social media platform.
Wait, are you talking about this is like in regards to Liv and Rhea's match?
Because they said, how can you not like Liv? Because Liv Morgan brought back the girl who Rhea made cry backstage. And like, oh, very easily, because she's terrible. She's terrible at this. I don't care if she's like a pro wrestler and she's having kids have fun. That's what their job is. The rest of it is don't be terrible at wrestling. And Liv Morgan can't do that.
Gonna say you could take a guess as to whether we watched that match or not.
I didn't watch the match because I won't sit through another Morgan match unless I have to and it's live in real time.
And we just didn't get around to it this week. But we do know like the gist. And it's Rhea and Liv, Shayna and Ronda are finally a tag team. And cool.
Did they actually fight? I don't think so. I didn't see it, and I wasn't looking close this week because it was all blah on that show.
That's the other thing, too, is like I feel like Natty is very prominently featured on SmackDown right now. And again, I have made the mistake of rewatching Total Divas, and oh, man, I am like irate all over again. I picked a bad time to start watching Total Divas.
Right. Yeah, Natty's been gone for years.
I know.
You decided to pick now, which is going to be featured.
I know. Yeah. It's you know, it's really funny. The episode I had just watched, it was her NXT match with Charlotte Flair for the NXT championship. And so she's like having her birthday dinner with her family. She threw her own birthday dinner because TJ didn't throw her one. Because he's like the worst husband on the face of the planet. This is probably how he's making stuff up to Natty, though, now. Like, he's finally paying her back for all the times that he's been a shit ass on that show. But anyway, Natty was like, yeah, I was wrestling Ric Flair's daughter. She's actually really good. And I was just laughing because it's like, oh, actually.
What do you know? A real fucking athlete who wasn't born into a family of wrestling royalty is actually good in the ring.
Well, what's funny too is she has a feud going on with Summer Rae, if you remember her. But they had the they're showing like backstage footage of the girls watching the match, and then because Summer Rae's like,
are they standing?
They're sitting down. But I just said like
they weren't watching the match then. The only way to watch a wrestling match is standing in parallel to the TV
and sideways. Yeah. So it's funny because it's like all these ghosts of wrestling past, and it's like Eva Marie, Summer Rae, one of the Bellas probably
before the Revolution.
Yeah. And so what was funny to me is they're showing Summer Rae's reaction because she's supposedly the villain in this episode, and her reaction is like getting hyped that Charlotte won the match, like, and they're trying to show it as her being like a petty ass, but it's like no, like she actually trained at the performance center. Okay, that's enough total divas talk. That'll
10-year-old total divas recap.
You know what, total divas also had Ronda Rousey at some point, so this will fill in as the SmackDown segment. Okay.
Yeah, which we don't need to talk about SmackDown because Becky Lynch decided none of those women matter. None of them are going to be on WrestleMania other than Charlotte.
Oh,
Charlotte
yeah.
will be the one person from SmackDown represented at WrestleMania. Bank on that.
Okay, so let's... You want to just talk about Raw then?
That's
okay,
fine, I guess, if you actually want to talk about it.
So, Becky Lynch... Okay.
More importantly.
Becky Lynch...
No.
Oh, Piper?
Piper Niven.
Okay, we'll start with Piper. Piper Niven had her match against Nikki Cross, and Nikki looked great. Both of them together. Have they wrestled together like on their indie
scene?
They
have in IWC. I know that there's a match between the two of them. And that's why, that was, actually, I didn't like a lot of shit this week because Kevin Patrick is like, oh, this is the only time they've ever wrestled. Like, no, you dipshit.
No, sir.
You can't say the Bullet Club exists because you need to put over Meechin, and then also... a company that you own their tape libraries from, just not acknowledge them at all. Like, eat shit. That match was better than anything Bullet Club's done in the last 5 years.
Oh, and this was a short match too, which, as it should be, because Piper, like, squashed her, but she took her out pretty easily.
For them to have such a quick match and then, like, miss the one big spot of it, sucks.
Yeah.
Like, the slam didn't look impactful because she didn't catch her right. And, like, it was, if that's going to be your one big spot, like,
it needs to be
or
bigger or, like, harder. It needs to be hit, like, needs to hit harder.
Piss off Hunter because he's not going to give you time next week, anyways. And then pick her up off the mat and, like, take more time for you guys.
Yeah.
The women's booking is just so fucking annoying right now.
We're getting through it. We're getting through it.
So, yeah. I want more Piper. I'm glad to have more Piper, but
and Edge,
whatever you, whoever you talk to, whatever ear you got in to get Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley, like, as prominently featured as they are.
We know you love Piper.
It needs to happen to Piper.
We know you love her.
Why hasn't it happened for Piper yet?
I don't know. He's probably.
It's because he's busy filming his stupid ass show.
We don't know his personal schedule.
Also, he's like 100 years old, so he might have forgotten who Piper was by this time.
I don't believe that, first of all.
I don't think so either, because how can you forget Piper?
And you need to stop slandering my husband.
He is literally older than dirt.
Oh my god. Okay. So then in the show Damage Control.
Who?
Oh, well, I guess we should start it off with Becky Lynch.
Oh, they are still going with
because
that.
She's That's a tag right. champ
it
now.
It should have just been done, but it's not for some reason. Right. Okay.
So Becky and Lita come out. I honestly didn't think Lita was going to come out because like, she's on one of those contracts. But no, she actually showed up.
She's
for
on one of those
contracts,
so she gets her own theme song.
So the two of them go down to the ring. They're talking about how great they are and whatever, but they owe a lot of thanks to one person. And then you hear Trish's music. And then Trish comes out. And then she starts saying, like, yeah, okay, I have a problem with Trish just being cool with her best friend being a whole-ass tag team champion without her.
Yeah.
This should have been them.
Exactly.
But whatever.
That's why this is not even contrived. But I've been talking about how he's been shitting the bed in the booking of this and how it's been so lazy and like so easy done.
It's so casual.
And yeah.
So, okay. Then
why would we get like important matches when we can just put a bullshit six women's tag match in honor of Vince. We should call it the fucking Vince McMahon Invitational is what we should fucking call it.
So then Trish is saying, you know, I warned Bailey that, you know, I warned her when I in Toronto after like they interviewed or whatever. I warned her that if she like didn't stop, I was going to do something about it. And so cool. Cause then I'm thinking we're going to get, right, Bailey and Trish facing, right, off one on one.
A real good potential match and feud.
Yeah. And so then Damage Control comes out. Bailey all setting the Twitter afire with her leather pants. And then.
It wasn't the pants, it was the fit.
And they're, you know, just talking crap. That was the other thing, too. Missed opportunity on Bailey's part to like try to drive a wedge between Trish and Lita's real life friendship. Why aren't you guys tag team champs? Also, what a teacher's pet Becky Lynch is, hanging out with Trish and Lita. But also, I mean, I could see like another Bailey heel move where she's just thinking like, those are my heroes. Like, it should be me.
As I'm wont to do, I was walking to my car and wrestling thoughts just happened in my head. Becky Lynch is currently, and probably if we go back far, like the last few months, we will be surprised as to when the transition happened. But she is the Britt Baker of WWE.
I can't really disagree with
everything
that right now.
Everything goes through her. Yeah. And like the fact that she's in the prominent and like, oh, we get featured more and we get this. Like, no, you get featured
you
more.
Do.
And you get better storylines. But Bayley's been eating fucking pins for months. And yeah, she's the best woman on this roster. Bar none. Everybody says so. Even, yeah, Bianca Belair, who is the best athlete on this roster.
Yes.
And like, everything does not have to do that because you have the talent. You don't have AEW's roster. You don't have AEW's time limits.
Yeah.
You have 3 hours a week. Half of that should be going to women's wrestling.
Yeah.
And it should be going to the great women's wrestlers. And you could be having good storylines instead of having bullshit matches that nobody wants to see or that casuals want to see. And that's the only reason that it's happening.
Because that's the other thing, too. It's like you could have easily had two separate matches. You have Trish and Bayley. Oh, yeah. I guess I should have like added Trish proposed a 3-on-3 match between Trish, Becky, Lita, and Damage Control at WrestleMania. Bailey accepted before she could even discuss it with Damage Control. So, like, we all know that's, like, hinting at their, like, breakup or whatever. But we could have had two separate matches where it's Bailey and Trish, and then Becky and Lita get their own separate tag team title match.
Yeah,
like,
and the women's tag team titles can actually get... The way everybody was happy, like, oh, yeah, they could bring some prestige to this. Nope.
No,
it's not even going to get fucking defended at the biggest show in the world, which is two nights, by the way, and could more than easily find a spot for a title match. But you know what? No, Baron Corbin needs a match at WrestleMania because Vince McMahon said so. Omos needs a match at WrestleMania because Vince McMahon said so, even though he's not part of creative anymore. Who the fuck wants to watch Omos other than Vince McMahon? It's so frustrating.
I always forget about that guy, and then he shows up, and it's just like loud groan. Unless something develops between now and WrestleMania, and then we still get like those matches split. Only
hope in that completely.
Only because like the rumors are Shayna and Ronda were supposed to win those tag titles at WrestleMania.
And Becky came in and said, to expand on our conspiracy theory from last week, Becky came back and said, you know what? Nah, fuck it. Ronda doesn't get to be in a ring with me in WrestleMania ever again. And Triple H and Vince McMahon said, oh, okay, Becky, you get whatever you want.
I don't know. I still feel like they would honor Ronda's like requests over hers.
Nobody cares about her anymore. That was before Becky became the biggest thing in wrestling for
even though like
years.
Nobody cares about her anymore. I think she still has that type of contract, the one that says I get a WrestleMania match,
WrestleMania title match, and they could have been like, bet it's for the tag team title. And still it would have been like,
it's not happening right now,
right? I mean, AEW pulled a Fatal 4-Way tag team match out of their ass with two tag teams that nobody even cared about. And you could have done that here with Jobber Patrol and the Bex Friends or whatever the fuck they're calling themselves, Ronda and Shayna, and then two people from SmackDown and actually feature your women.
You could put Liv with anybody.
Right. Start get even I wouldn't even be opposed to that, because then we get a title match and we get another women's match with people who can actually perform on WrestleMania, and we're not going to happen. And now the rumor is they're not even going to get a main event either of the nights.
The women?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Roman's got a main event twice.
Yeah, and his cousins got a main event the first night. No, his cousins are going to main event the first night as an extension of him. It's not even Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God. As much as I'm enjoying that storyline, Jesus Christ. Okay, so... Rant over, I guess, on Raw. Revolution. AW turned out. So, triple threat. Ruby Riott. Jamie Hayter. Saraya. I was surprised to see how much, like, vitriol was towards Saraya. Yeah. People talking about, like, if she wins...
We Riott.
Like, what? Did this happen?
Because she came back and sucks. And she's playing a heel. And they would be taking the title off of their most liked
champion right now?
Like not accomplished, but like, yeah. The biggest champion that they've had.
They really got behind her organically.
That the crowd has actually cared about.
Yeah.
And been there to care about, because two of them had the pandemic crowds.
I honestly was kind of checked out for most of the match. Because
it was fine.
It was fine.
Honestly, I don't think Saraya has it anymore. Like, I was here singing her praises before, but in the matches that I've seen since, I don't know that I just don't like. Maybe I need to go back and watch her WWE matches, because I might not like her style, but she is actively bad now.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't say. I actually might even put Liv Morgan over her. Tony was wrestling like two indie. Or not Tony. What's her name?
Jamie?
Ruby's still wrestling like too indie to not really like flash on camera. So yeah. Jamie carried this match.
Yeah.
And like I saw somebody refer to her as a megastar, and maybe she's not there yet, but she's gonna be there because she is rad. She hits so fucking hard, and she showed she could carry a triple threat with somebody who's been an industry veteran for like over a decade. Mm-hmm. Including Tony, actually, because Tony's been there forever, too.
It would make sense if Saraya does have to take, like, a little bit of a step back because of her injuries. Like,
yeah, exactly,
she's had
right.
a friggin' neck injury.
Right, like,
yeah.
I just don't think she has it anymore, too. Like, she's not even compelling to me as a character. And this storyline is so contrived. It's the story, it's the Cody equivalent, but obviously not that storyline in how much it was telegraphed. I called this months ago. Like, people were calling this months ago, and we were saying, don't do it because it's too easy. And then Tony Khan was just like, no, because then I'd have to give thought to this division.
And this works.
And I could just rehash WCW 1998. It was so fucking cool, wasn't it? Didn't you guys love the NWO? She's the third man. Get it? Get it?
Except no one was throwing food into the middle of the ring.
Yeah, because they don't sell food that way anymore because of that reason.
So the fallout of this match, right? So like everybody's just been like hassling Ruby Riott about having to choose a side, and and she kept like.
Side note: before we get into the actual like rest of the stuff, I couldn't help but laugh out loud, like talking about. Becky being the Britt Baker, when like Jamie comes in and her entrance was huge.
Okay.
Warranted with all the fire and everything. And she looks like a gladiator coming out to defend her title. And then Britt Baker has to come out and get her face right in the camera because she's what's important. Because, oh wait, because her role's being scaled back. So she didn't actually stay in the camera. She just had to come out for a few seconds.
I just have to say about Jamie Hayter's entrance, because you reminded me, I had never heard her music before. And before, I was saying she should just come out to the Only Way is Essex classic Ream. And then I was hearing her song some more, and I was like, it's dancey and like very LMFAO-ish. It should be Ream. And then I found out she's not even like from Essex or anywhere near it, but still, headcanon, Jamie Hayter's from Essex, and she is Ream, and then she should change her music
like
to that.
This.
And she talks like this, she does.
I'm Jamie Hayter.
I got my title, my best mate,
and I hit
Britt
like
Baker.
A motherfucker.
I hit hard. I hit hard, I do. That is my impression of Jamie Hayter.
But I mean, it's cool. Like, whatever. At least they're getting a storyline. WCW in 1998 was really fucking cool. So, like, I am going to tune into this, but it's just really telegraphed. And I guess we'll see where it goes from here. So, if it is like Blood and Guts, and people were no scoping that in September of last year, homie, like, you got to mix it up a little bit because that is way too easy to predict.
Okay. Fallout. Ruby Riott's just been like not picking a side. So afterwards she like who came in? Oh, Tony came in, and then Ruby's like beating them up, and then Jamie's like, ah, yeah, you picked a side. And so they're all like holding fists up, and then Ruby just drops her. What kind of kick is that anyway?
That's her finisher.
Okay.
Or her WWE finisher. I don't know if it's the same here.
Well, she does that to Jamie Hayter. She kicks her in the head, and then yeah, she just starts saying that
they took up Brit. They put the L's on their dumbasses.
Yep.
Because three letters is too much to spell out, or too much to like reverse give a name to.
Well,
other people were like, oh, she obviously like, and the funny thing too that I read is somebody's like, she obviously telegraphed her hair was green, like, no, her hair's been green, guys. That's not part of that. But anyway,
whatever.
She should have actually shaved her head into a mohawk. Is the other complaint I have? Like, this is your biggest match in AEW ever. This is the biggest women's championship match in AEW since at least the Lights Out, the Lights Out match.
Yeah.
3 years ago. Shave your head like shave your head into a mohawk, but whatever.
Oh, she had her little pigtails.
Yeah.
Going down. So yeah. Ruby's chosen a side. Makes sense. They're all divas.
Athena's going to lose her belt, and she's also going to go for it.
Ooh.
Well, that's tomorrow. That's Thursday. And I am probably going to sign up for Honor Club just to watch it.
Yeah. Who's she wrestling against? Willow, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I will definitely want to see that with you.
Claudio wrestled last week and defended. They got to have a title change within the first couple weeks of that show. So yeah. I'm thinking it's probably going to be Willow since they unfortunately don't have half of their tag team champions right now.
Now that I'm a Willow fan, I am really excited to see this match against
Athena. It sucks that she can't really be like the champion in the big show, but it's fine. Like she can be a champion.
They're not going to give her the time right now, so you might as well strap her.
She's young. Let her like develop against all these other people and like put on good matches and ring.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
It'll be fine. And then Athena can start going towards Jade, and maybe she can actually like take her
finally
out
take
like
it
this,
away.
Which probably won't happen, but we'll see.
Okay, so I wanted to really quick touch back on Raw because we got an Asuka segment. So you have been thinking that Carmella was going to like weasel her way into this WrestleMania match and make it a triple threat.
She's a listener. I'm convinced now. She was like, yep, thank you guys
that's
for
exactly
the idea
what I'm
because
doing.
That's exactly what I'm going to do now.
So
I didn't think that was an option.
So she...
You're right, Elizabeth. Carmella should get what she wants.
Carmella gets everything. So she's hanging out backstage. Her and Chelsea are being funny together because they're like talking about how much Adam Pearce sucks. Adam Pearce is like hanging out behind them too and is just like, walks backwards, Homer Simpson style into the bushes. And they're saying, yeah, like you go have your match against, because Chelsea's telling Carmella, you go have your match against Bianca Belair. And when you're done and you beat her, we're going to go tell stupid Adam Pearce that you need to be in that match. And Carmella's like, yeah, like I like the way you think, Elizabeth. I mean, Chelsea. And I love Chelsea Green's stupid silver spandex suit because it reminded me of Say You'll Be There, Spice Girls desert scene. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Well, it was a photo shoot. But it's very Spice Girls-esque. Anyway, obviously Carmella doesn't win against Bianca. This was a really...
No, this was stupid booking. This was more stupid booking. Why did she get so long in the ring with Asuka instead of getting eaten in 10 seconds? And why did she go toe-to-toe with the best athlete, best women's athlete in women's wrestling in North America and also last for, what, 10, 8 to 10 minutes with her? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I'll help you here. Carmella gets everything, one. Two, Carmella does cardio. Three, Bianca was like letting her last this long in this match because she was pulling out all the flashy moves. Like, she didn't have to really work that hard to beat Carmella, but she was just giving time to like do her cartwheels, do her flips, like smack her ass at Carmella. Like, this was a Bianca, whatever version of like a Harlem Globetrotters game was. Like, this is what this was. This was just Bianca being like, I haven't wrestled in a while. Yeah, like, let's go out there and have some fun and entertain the crowd. Like, this is what this match was.
Yeah.
Like, even with Chelsea trying to interfere.
It was fun. This was the best women's segment of the night. Like, I don't want to be too harsh on it, but it just is baffling that Carmella is the person that we have in these spots.
Carmella knows what we need.
You have Io Shirai on this roster. If you want to get a 10-minute Becky or Bianca and a 10-minute Asuka match in back-to-back weeks, you have Io, you have Dakota, you have Bayley. You have people who should be in those spots and people whose characters can believably go with those people because they're somewhat on the same level.
Carmella does cardio. Also, how are we going to get like the development of Carmella and Chelsea Green being a tag team?
Backstage segments was fine.
No,
doesn't need to happen in the
ring. It all needed to culminate into this. I disagree. I loved it. And then Asuka comes out. She's wearing like her business suit or whatever, or like business cash suit. And she's about to spit blue mist into Carmella's face and she ducked and Chelsea Green got doused with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering the fallout is going to be.
Maybe for a little bit, but they're going to come together and they're going to be a tag team.
Chelsea's fighting Bianca next week and I'm sure
Carmella's
going to
replay the favor. Yeah. I think Asuka came out mostly because they were saying like after she blue misted Chelsea Green, they're like, oh, she's showing her respect to Bianca because they're just standing there looking at the WrestleMania sign. I think Asuka came out because she saw Chelsea Green and was like, who is that? I haven't misted her yet or beat her up. I'm going to go out and do that because it makes more sense.
She wasn't trying to mist her. It would make more sense if she was trying to mist her.
Maybe she's trying to mist both of them.
Dump them. Dump them.
But I think that's why she went out there. She saw Chelsea Green and it sparked her antenna went off and was like, wait, I don't know who this is. Let me go do something to her. Because she wasn't there to help Bianca.
No, she doesn't care about Bianca.
She didn't care because Asuka's character should not care.
Carmella screams tapping out to Asuka next week. And then gets a Raw Women's Title shot the next week.
Because Carmella gets
Chelsea
whatever she wants.
Chelsea gets blue mist sprayed in her face. And then gets a Raw Women's Title shot the next week.
Because Chelsea Green is Carmella's friend.
At this rate, Bayley will have a title shot in every follow-up Raw every single week after she gets
False.
Her ass kicked.
Just because the internet loves Bayley's butt doesn't mean that backstage likes it. Because we all know why Chelsea and Carmella are getting whatever they want. Okay, let's talk about NXT now. Because that was like saving the week. I feel like, anyway.
Michael and Roxanne specifically.
Yeah. Okay, I missed Tiffany's promo package. Yeah, like, what was that?
She had the intro for the show. Tiffany Epiphanies, and it was just like, oh, this match, and this is where this rivalry stands. She gave the preview for the show.
How but come What's Her Face wasn't doing it?
Who, Mackenzie?
My God, why can I never remember her name? Stevie Turner. Why isn't
Stevie
Turner doing it?
I don't know, it
really
should have been Stevie Turner. It might be for the next one, because Tiffany's going to be wrestling at the next one, I'm sure. But, all of her live interview or like her backstage stuff has been great.
Yeah.
This one was like she was reading off of a cue card. She was so monotone and like talking about all the wrestlers like this. And then it was just
maybe
really
she was being held hostage
bad.
By Stevie Turner.
It sounded like it. But I don't know that they got that across, if that was the thing.
Well, I'm sure Sean will listen to this and think about it for next time.
Oh, I'm sure he won't. Because that motherfucker cannot take criticism.
As evidenced by your blocked account.
I never once tagged him. Searches his own damn name and waits for podcasts who rightfully say how shitty the job he's doing booking. And instead of thinking, I should book better because NXT 2.0 is a lump of shit, decided to block instead. I mean, I guess it's easier, but whatever.
Well, I mean, we saw him on his...
The Heartbreak Kid didn't take
segment
any...
segment tonight.
Did not take any shortcuts, like blocking people. He would have just told me to turgle balls. Old man Shawn Michaels is everything Grayson Waller said he was, and you know how much that fucking pisses me off to admit.
So listen to NXT...
I hate Grayson Waller.
Listen to Take Under...
If we record.
If you guys even recap that. Okay, so Gigi and JC finally face off. Maybe for the last time. We don't know. But, man, this was good. Like, they just deliver.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, like, for the feud, I feel like it should have been more. But I also missed, like, the
this
first couple minutes of it.
This is also a Tuesday.
Right. I mean, but it's Roadblock. Like, it was supposed to be special.
Yeah.
I missed the first couple of minutes of it, so I can't judge it too harshly.
Oh, no, just like right away, they just were wailing on each other.
Yeah, and I don't know, like it just seemed, it didn't have that blood feud feel for me. It felt like just another women's match, and it didn't feel like it should. Like, I didn't get the Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens, like, hatred, or like, yeah. I'm trying to think of like other feud, like feuds where like they were friends and now they fucking hate each other kind of thing. Like the Becky and Lita, like Becky and Lita sold their hatred in Saudi Arabia last year way more than I'm getting, than I got in this match.
Yeah.
Not in the promos. The promos have been great.
Yeah.
They're like this match was a letdown considering the feud and the rest of the work going into it, I think.
Well, considering they were Toxic Attraction for how many years?
Right. But it's not even like right, exactly. Like that this is the end, if this is the end, but like that this is the end of that, of us having to sit through all that, and then like this is the payoff. It's just very.
It was kind of weird at the end. After the match had ended, so Gigi won with her finisher, which looked badass.
Yeah. Oh, that was what I didn't mention about the Revolution finish. That crucifix pin with Jamie Hayter banging her head was the coolest fucking thing all night, and there was a lot of cool shit that night.
But yeah, so Gigi's finisher was cool. Afterwards, JC just started beating her up again and put her head in a chair. Referees came out and broke it up. So it was like nothing after that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, like if this is going to be the end, then yeah, JC kills her right there. And then we don't see Gigi for a couple weeks. And then it is the end and Gigi won and JC came out on top.
And that'd be great because then they could both just appear on SmackDown or Raw as a tag team. And they're reunited as Toxic Attraction. but yeah.
Yes, since NXT history doesn't matter, as evident by
Shawn
Michaels.
Well, definitely.
The segment Shawn Michaels was in today.
Well, I was going to say, Kevin Patrick won't tell you that Gigi and JC were a tag team beforehand, so it's all good. Yeah. Roxanne and Michael were the main event. And holy crap, this was so good. So right before then, Roxanne is talking about how tough.
Way earlier.
She's like earlier in the night. So she's talking about just like how much of a challenge it's going to be to face Michael. But, you know, if she can win, it's going to be like huge for her, right? And.
Yeah, that is. She's not a great promo still, but I think it's just her being a kid too. Like not necessarily taking her seriously, being older as I am. Like kids probably love it and like they feel all her passion in her
heart.
Because it's there. Like it's not that, like when Cena was cutting Austin Theory saying like people don't believe in you.
Gosh.
It wasn't that, like it's not that at all. I think it's just like, oh, you're so cute. Like she's so cute to not like to not really take her seriously in promos in that way. That's more my hang up than anything. But that was such a good job of, and she's done this before, of putting your opponent over and making your victory look better. Like, once it happens, or if you lose, like making that loss
feel
there's a reason that I lost. Like, making your opponent do better, which is stuff that so many people don't do well in this business. In this business,
and this is why you have Maiko doing this work.
Yeah.
I feel like Roxanne totally. I mean, if we saw, she went through a transformation in this match, because this was another one, and I'll compare it to Maiko and Kaylee Ray. This is another one where Roxanne was fighting to survive. She barely pulled off that pin at the end.
Yeah.
She was getting destroyed. Yeah, she had some like good, everything was defense for Roxanne.
That was the whole thing. She was saying she was going to have to pull out everything that she had.
And she did. Like, she was clawing.
That story super well.
I loved that she didn't pull off her pop rocks from the top of the turnbuckle, because Michael's like, no, like, I'm still strong as hell.
Power bomb her.
Right. Well, at that point, she couldn't power bomb her. She's like, hanging on.
The finisher spots on the outside. Oh, yeah. It was cool. It looked kind of sloppy getting into it. And there was a few things towards the end where, like, I don't know if they were getting tired, but it did look sloppy. And that actually, I think, brought some athleticism to the fight.
Yeah.
The same way, like, yeah, fights shouldn't be completely clean choreographed and clean. I mean, if you can, if you're Will Ospreay, cool. But if you're at the end of like a long fight, for it to have a little bit of sloppiness is
also if you are,
and then it did in this case.
Let's say if you're literally a living legend who's been wrestling for decades, and your fight, like this all just felt that, again. This all felt so. Like this just like played into the whole main event.
Yeah, like this is maybe the exact opposite of the Toxic Attraction slow burn, because
this was like not even a long feud.
Right. I mean, she hasn't been here that long. Yeah. And like they do have a little bit of a relationship, a little bit of a history, but in that match, we even said like, 10 minutes till the end. And we even know NXT goes over, so it ended up being 12, 15 minutes, whatever it was. Like in that short amount of time, they
sold that story.
That was what it needed to be for that payoff. Whereas, like, not to cast
not a stone from like earlier,
not but, to cast well, a stone against like them, but it wasn't the payoff that it should have been.
Also,
for that
like,
match.
There's a reason why this was the main event. This is also why she is the prodigy. This is why Maiko was brought over here. She only had to wrestle twice. She wrestled twice here in NXT. Like the first one was against KC Express.
And that's all it was. The other one was when she wrestled Roxanne.
Yeah, with Mandy and them too.
No, she wrestled against Roxanne because Roxanne was saying she needs to defend that loss.
Basically, what I was thinking is, Maiko, you bring her here for a handful of matches, and that's how good she is that everybody in the crowd can like recognize, appreciate like her status, right? As like
that
wrestling,
a little different.
Well,
too,
I'm
though.
Just NXT. Yeah, NXT is very appreciative, but that's why like this worked, and they were able to build it up as Maiko like being this is why she's called the final boss. Yeah. This and it all made sense, and this is like a great match for Roxanne.
She's the one way that I will give props to the NXT crowd, because I hate that crowd. But the fact that they've been behind her and so Maiko and so vocally behind her, like, it's cool because she deserves it.
Yeah. And then also, like, you think about Roxanne, who, when did she start wrestling? She was like 14, 15?
Yeah.
Maiko also started wrestling when she was like 16 years old. Right. So it's like so cool to have like this master wrestler fighting against Roxanne, and she could still go. Yeah. She was still making it hard as hell, because that was the other thing too. Roxanne was like, you were saying, she was going to pull out everything. She was throwing everything that she could at Maiko. She was desperate. And Maiko, even though, you know, like, she was just so much more stoic because she has those years of experience under her belt. So she's just like not really showing like any desperation. She's just like, oh, I am tired and you're still not going down. Okay, let's try this. And Roxanne was like, you know, she's frustrated. She's like pleading. At one point, she didn't get the pin on Maiko. And, you know, in that moment, she's like, ah, and right away, Maiko just rolls her up because she's not paying attention. It was just such a good like contrast to like just like their ages, their styles, like what it meant to each of them. it was just cool. And
you made the comment about like, how is Michael still so good? And I honestly don't know, because I mean, I do, because we've seen it in other people, and I made the comp because like, you don't really watch a lot of, but like Suzuki and like a lot of these older Japanese wrestlers that are still hanging around and still like, some of them are getting their retirement matches, but a lot of them are still in New Japan and they're wrestling like their old styles from early 90s or like some of them in the 80s, like late 80s, I think. Yeah. And it somehow works with a lot of these newer guys.
Yeah.
Like Will Ospreay is in New Japan and he still wrestles a lot of these dudes and they pull off matches together because they're that fucking good.
Yeah.
And that's where like Michael can do that, but like you put Roxy in the ring with Natty and they don't get that result.
I mean, we've seen Roxy with Natty, but Michael, I was saying, like, again, she has the years of experience. Like, basically, like she's just like perfected her own style.
Yeah, she just transcends too. Yeah. Like, because she doesn't have any like newer flashy stuff. I mean, she's got that Scorpion kick, obviously.
What are you talking about?
She doesn't do
she has like three kicks that she does.
Do anything that she wouldn't have done back before, I don't think.
That's why we should like definitely dig up archives, because her lines are so clean. Like, she just, she's just, and she's so strong.
Yeah.
Like, she's just so strong, too. So, I mean, fangirl over here. But
she's like a video game character. Yeah. Because she doesn't look like she should be able to do most of the stuff that she does. Or go as long as she can, as well as she can, for as long as she can. Like, the Kaylee matches with her. Should not have, like, been able to be that long. You're old now, lady.
Would you say she's the final boss?
I still got a bone to pick, because if it wasn't for her, Kaylee would probably not be Alba, right? But
they had a little segment during this, right?
Yeah, I think they're cursing tag teams, but like they're not painted like Danhausen, so it doesn't make sense to me.
It's a little too on the nose.
It's a little too witchy. Like,
well, yeah, like just, on the nose.
I mean, obviously, she's a witch, but like, can you guys just dial it back? She doesn't need the green face paint and the pointy hat.
Well, she needs to either dial it back or fully lean into it.
No. But they need to kill this, and Kaylee Ray needs to move to the main roster, and her and Piper need to feud forever.
Agreed.
There's your Sammy, like, women's Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. You guys put these indie darlings into the biggest storyline that you have, and now you're going to main event two WrestleMania nights at the expense of the women's division. I expect within 5 years, Piper will be main eventing night two, and Kaylee Ray, no. Piper will be main eventing night one. Kaylee Ray will be main eventing night two, Triple H. So make sure you're booking that far in advance. Otherwise, I will continue to be on this stream complaining about it like a baby.
Okay, so back to the end of the match. That was the thing, is like, she had to, again, desperately get the pin on Maiko, right? So she wins. She retains. Maiko is like, crying, giving her the title, because she's just like, you did it, and so proud of her.
Millie couldn't, but you've surpassed me.
Yeah, rest in peace, Millie McKenzie. Well, I know, whatever. Anyway,
no, Millie McKenzie's still around. Yeah. Amelia McKenzie is not.
Michael is handing her title. You know, they're doing the whole celebratory like respect thing, and then freaking Roxanne passes out. She faints in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
She was taken out on a stretcher.
Yeah.
Michael killed her. No. Well, she didn't kill her. Damn. See, remember I was telling you, they fight to survive. Like, they're surviving these matches. Now that the match is over, Roxanne's like, okay, I can go to sleep now. But yeah. I hope she's okay.
I hope it's a work. I wouldn't imagine it wouldn't be, because they were tweeting out of it. Like, they kept the broadcast going. I mean, you know more TV than I, obviously, but I would assume that if there was an injury and they're right at the end and they've already flashed the little graphic, like, you can just cut away and start the movie that's supposed to start in the next 10 seconds.
You know, I don't know.
It was like a whole, it was like a whole minute.
I don't really deal with sports entertainment. Yeah. It's mostly just sports, but
I don't know. It just seems like they wouldn't have showed it if they wouldn't have showed it for as long as they did if it was real.
So what?
And also, She wasn't passed out. Well, they were like rolling her out. I don't know if she had like regained consciousness a little bit, but they were actually rolling her out the door, where somebody who is passed out's arm probably would have been drooping off the table instead of like clearly folded on and like being held on by her own strength.
But well, you know what? Also,
that's what I was actually looking for, to try and make sure she was alive.
You know, she is fine, because what happened is, as they were taking her out on the stretcher, the supposed EMS, and I'm using air quotes right now, her oxygen mask fell off and Shawn Michaels had to put it back on. So that's your tip. Okay, she's fine. But what do you think is like going to come of this? Because Tiffany Stratton's going to capitalize
really
on it.
For Maiko to defend her title and lose her title.
Oh my God.
Because
no.
I love the title I never lost, like, storyline or
Michael
claim
has,
to a title.
Yeah, well,
no, because then Roxy would come back and automatically get a title shot, or should automatically get a title shot, because it's the title she never lost. Michael
loses it for her.
Or somebody else takes it in a tournament or something like that. But like, I
don't
know why
put
I just
that on Michael.
I just love
but
that
does,
line.
Like that's so compelling.
I don't know who said. Like, a lot of people have said it. Somebody said it recently. I'm pretty sure it was Cole who got hurt or something.
Yeah.
And came back and wanted the title that he never lost, or like moved up or something like that. Like, Asuka never lost the,
I was gonna say, it happened to
the NXT title. She just left it.
That's true. Yep.
But not that she would ever come back and claim that. But I like that line and those kind of storylines. So I don't know if that's where it's going to go from here.
That'd be cool, though, to just like have Michael step in. Like, if she's still around, because then we get one more Michael.
I think it would be better that way than just Tiffany taking advantage of her hurt.
But yeah, like the way working it into like Michael defending it.
Yeah, right. Like,
that'd be cool.
As opposed to Tiffany just like, no, you have to have a match with me now. And then like beating her up because she's all taped up or whatever. Like, that's so played out and such an easy way to take the title from the person who deserves it to Tiffany, who's earned it in her backstage interviews. And
imagine her winning it. Like, it'd be like, yeah, she'd be villain. Yeah. Title or villain champion,
right? But like, she'd have to earn it a little bit at least. I mean, even if she earns it in a chicken shit way, winning it in that match like the way Max won, but you still gotta earn it in a match somehow. You can't just have it gifted to you.
No, yeah, and she even said,
or
she's
like, you can't just take advantage of a dead body just to pin it. Like, I don't.
Well, she was saying Roxanne or Maiko, I don't care. Like, that title's mine.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, for her to keep it to be Roxanne. Like, I don't want her to fight Roxanne if Roxanne's going to be hurt for
I don't think she's going to. I think this is a really good. Yep. They keep you reeled in.
I don't know how Shawn does it.
Is there anything else we forgot or missed? I think that about covers it. Revolution was good. Raw was meh. SmackDown, you're still going to get Total Divas recaps until it gets better.
The Total Divas recaps will continue until morale improves. And as long as Liv Morgan's on that roster, it seems like it'll be
it's
going to
be a long time, guys. I got 8 whole seasons and I'm only on season 3. But until then, watch some more women's wrestling.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.